Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Speaking of recalls on the food and stuff and the samples.
Yes.
This McDonald's thing. I'm confused on this thing, man. This thing has got a lot of holes in it. Because now they're saying only 20% or 15% of McDonald's have stopped serving the burger.
Okay.
The other 85% still serve the quarter pounder nationwide.
Weird.
The Onion people came out yesterday and they kind of said, hey, don't drag us into this.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, until you have proof it's onions, don't be knocking the onion industry, okay? So now they've backed off and they think it's the patty.
What?
Yeah, that's the news this morning, Jamie.
That's great. I believe you. Listen, I was just like, how did they go from, oh, never mind, the onion people are mad.
New fears, McDonald's E. coli outbreak linked to beef as chain pulls quarter pounder from a fifth of their U.S. stores.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of weird, though?
Well, I still say it's weird that they knew about it in September.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's what's bothered me.
Yeah. Wouldn't you pull all the beef patties?
Yeah, that's what I would
from think. From every single store?
And now they're saying here in Colorado that the death of this E. coli, and if it happened, I mean, that's terrible. Terrible that somebody died. But they're saying in Mesa County, but they can't identify the person.
Really?
No, they haven't identified the person that actually died.
Well, they haven't named him. They know who he is.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm assuming somebody. A family or somebody, doctors, whatever. But they won't name the person. They're saying it was in Mesa County.
Gotcha. So. And I guess he had underlying conditions,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he was older. So,
like, really older?
They didn't say. Yeah.
I don't know. There's just a lot of holes here.
It's not even a recall. It's like kind of a wishy-washy thing.
No, and they were posting a people yesterday. Now, I don't know what state they were in, but there were people posting yesterday that they actually went in and bought the quarter pounder yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's just a bizarre story.
We don't have it available in Colorado, right? It's all gone.
I don't think so, because there was a news article that I was reading, and actually someone here in Denver went to a McDonald's yesterday, and they actually stopped themselves because they heard about this recall. But they said that when they went into the McDonald's, they didn't have signage up, nothing. Nothing about this outbreak or anything, warning people.
But could they order a quarter pounder?
They didn't say. They said they just left.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
but you would think there would be a sign up or
something
due to the recent E. coli.
No, you really think? No, they're not going to put up signs about E. coli in a burger place. They're going to be like, look away.
You know, down in Florida, when we went down there for vacation, they had signs all over the place in their grocery stores. They have Publix down there. When we went into the Publix everywhere for Boar's Head meat.
They had an outbreak.
Huh. Yeah.
Even our place here, they never had any signs.
Yeah, I think it was mainly in Florida, though.
Well, I was there, too, at the same time. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, they had signs all over the place about the Boar's Head meat and the outbreak that they had. I don't know. Just some of the stuff's very strange.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.